الحمد لله ولي الصالحين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, alhamdulillah, marks the closing part of the facilitation. These sessions have been on from day one, day two, day three, four, five, until today, day 28. They are saying لِكُلِّ بِدَايَةٍ نِهَايَةٍ. To every beginning, there is an ending. So also your life. Your life has a beginning. One day it will have a closure. So I am going to take a topic on the importance of Zakatul Fitr and some of the adab. There is al-adab. What is adab? The ethics and etiquette of going to the Eid praying ground. Now, maybe somebody will want to know about i'tikaf more. To begin with, i'tikaf is the practice of seclusion. Somebody to retire to an area enclosed with the intent of worshiping Allah for the last 10 days in these days of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to maintain the practice of i'tikaf. Okay, he used to just leave his home, go to the masjid. In fact, his wife will be taking something to be eaten to him. I can recall vividly, one day Nana Safiya brought food to him while in the masjid during i'tikaf. As he was going, as she was returning, he accompanied her some steps. There was kind of a darkness. One of the Sahaba saw him, he ran. He said, "Hey, come back. She's my wife. She is of me." He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I can never have any negative thought about you." He said, "No, I know Satan is very dangerous. He may cast in your mind a bad thought about me and you'll be destroyed." So there are a lot of lessons in the light of this explanation, that even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to draw the attention of his companion that she is my wife. What about you and I? Try and maintain a situation where it wouldn't be, you know, suspicious. It causes suspicion. Try to play safe. There is what we call reputational risk at times in doing things. So that is i'tikaf. I mentioned this because it's connected with i'tikaf. There are some people, or like a young man who wants to enter i'tikaf, but his father tells him, "Look, if you enter i'tikaf, you will leave me alone as your father. Nobody for me to send to the market." In this case, maybe the young man wrongly says, "No, but father, I'm going to i'tikaf. Remaining to obey your father is more important than going to i'tikaf in this case." Similarly, a young lady, young girl, who tells her mother that, "Mom, I want to enter the set of i'tikaf." She says, "Look, there are things you do for me in the house." "No, but mama," still again, "do not go. Wait and do the wish of your mother. It ranks higher than entering into the set of i'tikaf." In i'tikaf, You busy yourself with reading the Quran, constantly saying the salat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doing istighfar, doing halala and the like. You are not expected during i'tikaf to just waste the time reading newspapers, listening to radio excessively, or just making calls, or chatting, or WhatsApping. This thing should be suspended because you are here for a specific mission and action. If you want the i'tikaf to be complete, you have to leave some things that are not necessary. When the new moon of Shawwal is sighted, it is expected to remain in the masjid. You leave masjid early in the morning. Preferably, you proceed to the eat praying grounds, even though you can enter your house and eat something. Eat something before going to eat ground. It's part of the Sunnatic practice to eat something before going to eat praying ground. Unlike the major Bayram, you know, we have two major and the minor Bayram. Bayram means eat. The minor Bayram is the one we are going to observe next two days to come. They call it Al-Eid al-Fitr, the Bayram of breaking the fast. But the major Bayram is Eid al-Adha, which is characterized by sacrificial offerings of lambs. In that case, you don't eat something until after coming back. But in Eid al-Fitr, because you are fasted, maybe there is hunger with you a bit, eat something. They are saying it gets 3 days before you go. This is what I should say concerning i'tikaf briefly. But just somebody asked me as I was coming to this podium, somebody phoned me that, "Ya Sheikh, can I give out my zakat al-fitr 2 days before Salah?" I said, "Yes. You can give out zakat al-fitr even today." Today is Thursday. Thursday, tomorrow is going to be Friday, and likely Saturday is going to be the D-Day. That means we have how many days ahead? Two. Ibn Umar used to give zakat al-fitr 2 days before Eid al-Fitr. So you can do it today. In fact, some are saying from the beginning of Ramadan you can give it. But that is a bit far-fetched. It's better you allow it to come. There are two timings. The first one is the time of likability. It is likable. It is wished if you do it. That is some days before the actual salat. And the compulsory time is before going to the Eid praying ground. We mentioned the zakat al-fitr can be given out of anything edible by the community you live in. Even though according to the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, there are some categories of food to be given. From al-iqt, the cheese, from millet, from zabib, from sha'ir, that are like wheat. But these classes maybe might not be available in Enugu, for example, or in Lagos. An Enugu man, Muslim, who wants to give it out, he only relies on gari. You know, Gari Unkwaki. Let him give it out of Gari, because the people in the locality, they eat it, they chop up. Similarly, there is what they call alabo. It's made out of the peels of the yam. After being dried, it's grinded to be small, and it is eaten. So you can give it out of that. All right? So whatever the people in your locality consume, the zakat al-fitr is givable out of it, because u'matun lil masakin, it is a source of food for the masakin. And the aim of the zakat al-fitr is to allow people not to be going begging. make them happy that day. And it's not to be given out of quantity. Some people give money in place of food. And we said that is incorrect. According to the synaptic practice, synaptically speaking, you don't give money in place of food. The prophet knew there was money in his time, yet he didn't say give money. So why should he give money? He said, because the poor man will prefer money. Are you wiser than the prophet? Don't do that. If you are truthful, give him the food, you maintain the sunnah, give him the money, combine the two. So we are repeating this because it's very crucial and very important. Always let's try to maintain the sunnah. Similarly, you can take the Zakatul Fitr out of this area of Kondila in Kano City, for example, to say Gedi Gedi, or to Charoni, or to Ungwa Oku, or even beyond Karkasara, beyond, take it to Kurna Asir, for example, depending on the need of the people in the area. If people here are no longer in need, okay, take it elsewhere. Okay? That is the Zakatul Fitr. It is wajib, it is mandatory. A Muslim shouldn't leave it. But there is a hadith which is going around but is not correct. Sawm Ramadan mu'allaqun bayna as-sama'i wal-ard la yurfu illa bi zakatul fitr. This is a hadith. It's not a hadith. Listen to it well. Don't quote it. I'm quoting just to tell you it's not substantiated. Sawm Ramadan mu'allaqun بين السماء والأرض لا يرفع إلا بزكاة الفطر. The fasting in the month of Ramadan will be dangling like this. It wouldn't be taken to Allah until al-fitr is given. That is incorrect. You don't have to cut this one to know the zakat al-fitr is wajib. We don't use this hadith. Okay, so on the day of going to eat, what are the ethics going to eat? Ethic number one, let me enumerate. Etiquette number one, wear your new cloth, if you have. So I am calling on the tellers. People bring to you their materials to make clothes for them. Do not accept people's material beyond your capacity. You know you don't have enough, no power supply. You have gathered a lot of contracts, and somebody comes with higher pay. You put down the lower pay. And when he comes, you lie to him. That is incorrect. Try and do it the way that is going to earn for you Allah's acceptance. So wear new clothes. If you don't have new clothes, take the old ones. What's the trouble? Because لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not overburden a soul beyond its capacity of bearing. So is ethic number one, wear new clothes. Ethic number two, perfume the cloth. Use scent and perfume all over the body. It is sunnatic. Ethic number three, eat something before going to eat, preferably the dates. You eat the dates in an even system. Odd system. 1, 3, 5, 7, like that. Is that? 1 is odd. Is it even? No. 2 is even. 3 is like this. It's not if you eat it. Number 2, as you are going out, you should be mentioning Allah's name. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. الحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأزيد. Keep on repeating this. It's part of the sunnati practice. Ethic number three, more than three I mentioned. Ethic number four or even five is that women should be brought out, the young and the old. All come out. Even women observing menstrual cycle, the hiva, even women in their menses should come out that particularly. Because we show Allah we are grateful. Satan will be sent barking. Shaitan will be angry, will be in total grief. May Allah increase his grief. May Allah put him down, down, down again. May Allah's curses be upon him and his lieutenants. So go out that day to show your numerical multiplicity and strength. It's part of the sunnah. We are urging, we are calling on our Rijal al-Is'af, first aiders, the engagees, the first aiders, to arrange the prayer patterns, especially now during this lockdown. Alhamdulillah, in Kano, Eid prayer is going to be observed, as you all know. But try to observe the rules, like coming out with your face mask. In fact, I will add, even your hands mask. So, yeah, you have gloves, put it. No problem. Okay? And do not be busy discussing politics as you are going. Give Allah this time. وَذْكُرْ لَا ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَصَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Don't waste the time. If somebody is attracting you with talking, say, forget about it. This is a part of the ethics of Eid. Do not quarrel with anybody. Don't abuse. Try to be humble and meek. You see, it is said when the Ummah of Muhammad is going out to eat prayer, Allah will tell the angel, look at the Ummah of my Prophet. They fasted for 30 days consecutively. And now they are going to worship me. What do they want? The angels will tell Allah, oh Allah, they are in need of your forgiveness. He says, you are my witnesses, they are all forgiven. All their sins have been erased and washed away. Satan will be downcast in grief. So they are saying, Satan will say, well, since Allah is happy with you, and I'm going to make you do things that God will be angry with you again. So you see some people organizing party, get together, dancing competition, drinking competition, the so-called akakata in radios. So the happiness that Allah is with us, if you don't take care, it ends off Allah being angry with you. So we should be very careful. This I have been saying almost every Salah during my Eid sermon. When I am sermonizing, I used to tell people, be careful. Yes, you can be happy, you can be jovial, but within the confine of the Sharia. This is very important. Ethic number six. When you reach the Eid praying ground, no nafila. Because the prayer itself is nafila. So why do you offer nafila for nafila? Just sit down there after making sure the places for women are distinctly made clear. Distinctively made clear. There shouldn't be, you know, intermingling if it is possible. So just spread your mat, wait for the arrival of the imam. Don't offer any nafila. It's part of the sunnah. When the imam arrives, the prayer is established. He comes straight ahead by pronouncing takbir, the first takbir and the subsequent six. Allahu Akbar, that is of al-ihram. Then after this, how many? Six, making the total to stand at seven. He reads whatever surah that he can read. But if he should sabbih, oh, that will be okay. In the second surah, he can read Al-Atah Kadithul Ghashiyah. Oh, faqara'u ma tayassara min al-Qur'an. Surprisingly, last year, I forgot. Some of you were there, and you are quiet. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Is it about to remind me? I said, hey, ya Imam. Don't say, hey, ya Imam. Don't say that. I'm only saying.
He's wrong.
Aha.
Don't say that. He's wrong.
Otherwise, Gyarangangan Azunakin. Okay. You make a gesture. A gesture. Like, read what I have forgotten. That because I'm a human being. أنا أنسى كما ينسى كل البشر. أليس كذلك؟ So, the second unit, second rak'ah, the Imam does takbir. How many takbirats in the second unit? Six plus the rising one. Then the subsequent five come later. That's all. When the prayer is terminated, that is, it's finished, that's all. Khutbah comes later. But maybe this time, I don't know if we can even do khutbah because the khutbah should be brief because of the situation. Even tomorrow, Jumu'ah, by the grace of Allah, we mention what we can do. The Jumu'ah can just be brief. That is why our prayer, we know every Friday in Masjid Sabaya in Kano, the sermon starts by a quarter after 12. Is that correct?
Yes.
A quarter after noon. But this time, we add 15 minutes. It's going to be 30 minutes after 12. Or even 20 minutes to one. To make it as brief as possible to observe the reality of the situation we are having. We thank Allah for having the opportunity to observe prayer. Let's be patient. Let's be patient. Things will come to an end by the and in our own, inshallah, happiness by the grace of Allah. How many minutes? I don't want to eat the time to consume of questions. Now, more time. Beautiful. So after this, the khutbah in Eid praying ground is also doable. Should be done. If you feel you want to stay and hear the khutbah, it's okay. If you decide to go, there is no any problem for going away after the prayer. Well, what about distancing? How? Maybe I think those in charge should send to the messages those who will help them in maintaining the distancing. And maybe we should have the cleansing outfit. What I mean, the gadget of cleansing that is sanitizer. We had to get any. So what do? Use soap. Use your local soap, it's okay. But if you can get supply, our first aiders at the gate will sprinkle in the hand of people coming in. But if you don't have, we have no alternative than to use just your water and soap. So from now, I am calling on people, use your face mask. I will use my own. You will see me that day, inshallah ta'ala. I haven't used it, even during tafsir. Prevention is better than cure. We know our total reliance is on Allah. We fear nothing. Nothing can do anything except by Allah's permission. But it will be wrong to take risk at the same time. That is Islam. Be very careful. So after the Eid prayer, we disperse and go back to our places gently. Gently. And ethic number seven is to be saying, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ. This is the greeting. It's not happy, inshallah. Happy. Yeah, we are happy. But do not take away, taqabbalallahu minna minkum, you put in its place this kind of greeting, happy, inshallah. We are already happy. لأن العيد عيد. But they are saying, ليس العيد لمن لبس الجديد. إنما عيد لمن خاف يوم الوعيد. Eid is not for somebody wearing new clothes. Actual Eid is for such that fears Allah and walks towards the absence of punishment in the day of Al-Qiyamah. ليس العيد لمن لبس الجديد إنما العيد لمن خاف يوم الوعيد. That should be maintained. It's part of the Sunnatic practices. So after coming back home, we remain in home and trying to extend greetings. Do your possible best according to our Hausa cultural practices and traditions. We used to do what? The popular Tuan Salah. Okay? Usually Tuan Salah is made of rice, semovita, semolina, distributed in places. But today it seems these things is no longer practiced. That is important. You can do something to be eaten in your home to thank Allah for having fasted Ramadan well. And we shouldn't forget there are some that are now sick. Some are bedridden on account of sickness. Or so you pray for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them health and tranquility and peace in mind. We shouldn't forget to pray at this juncture for our great nation, Nigeria. Because any good citizen prays for the stability of his country and nation. Because this is where Allah has placed you, has given you. So pray for its corporate existence in continuation, in peace, not in pieces. In peace, not in pieces. Pray for good leadership. The leaders should be alive to their responsibilities because they are facing danger if they abuse the opportunity given to them by Allah. I mean the leaders. They have to make sure essential services are given to the populace. Otherwise, Allah would ask you definitely. According to the practices during the previous days, an imam, a leader, wouldn't eat anything until his sins subjects are satisfied. The Khalifa will construct a rod so that no animal will have its own leg broken. These are the good days now gone over. But they can be revisited because the resources are there, more than what it used to be in those old golden days. So do not play fast and loose with the resources at your disposal. It's not your own. It's for the people you claim to be leading, and you will stand before Allah accountable. If there are some people supporting you to squander people's properties wherever we happen to be, those supporting you, you will not find any of them by the time you are being asked in your grave before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So forget about all those bootlickers who are coming, just parasitic politicians, some of them. At the same, there are good ones. May Allah help our leaders to maintain what is good so that they escape from the negative behaviors of some bad advisors who claim to love you because of what you have. By the time the power is not there, they just go away. So these are some of the things concerning Eid al-Fitr briefly. Now I will take leave of these and listen to some of the questions you have sent. Maybe we expand more as the questions are being great. Okay. Carry on.
The first question, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My question is the meaning of the name Armia.
It's not Armia, it's Armaya. Yeah, Armaya is a name of one of the Israeli prophets, as it is said. So just like asking me the meaning of the name Eliezer or Yoshua, it's a name. But like I've told you, it is written as Armaya, it's not Armia with Kasra. So it's a good name if you feel you want to name your kid, male, kid, woman, it is okay. That's what.
Okay. The next question is from Jamal Adam. Please, Sheikh, can the word discriminate or discrimination be used against or between the sharing of inheritance between the men and women?
If I understand you well, is it proper to be saying that the inheritance sharing formula in Islam discriminates against women? There are some people saying this, who claim to be enlightened, who claim to be advanced, who claim to be civilized, that Islam discriminates because it gives to the man twice as much as the share of the female. So who is discriminating? Allah? If you say this, you become a kafir. Period. If Allah says, يوصيكم الله in Quran 4:11 يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين. Allah guides you concerning inheritance for your kid. He says للذكر for the male child مثل حظ الأنثيين shall be twice as much as the share of the female child. Now, practically, brother Zaidu died. He leaves behind Hassana and Hassan. No, Hassana and Hussein. Hassana, he leaves behind 9,000. That's the money he left. What should be the share of Hassana? 3,000? Hassan and Hussein should be given. Why? I say because that's Allah's say. Because he says, لِلْذَكَرِ مِثْلُ هَذِ الْأُنْثَيْنِ. We divide 9,000 into 3 parts. Okay? Take 3,000, give it to Hassana. Take 3 plus 3, 6,000, give it to Hussein. That is twice as much as Hashia. Who says this? And somebody, some block-headed guy, tells you this is discrimination. It is shaitan controlling you. Any Muslim saying this becomes a kafir. Do not allow your mind to be controlled by the negative ideas of people claiming to be civilized. Very laughable, very comical, comically laughable, laughably comical. I read something just on the internet yesterday. A lady, I don't know, American or European, in a Google. She is saying the most oppressive thing ever done against women is the institution of pregnancy. That a woman has been oppressed. Being pregnant is unjust. So she is calling for the termination of pregnancy completely because a woman takes a child, she suffers. So she is campaigning against pregnancy. Imagine. You see, they're saying wonders never end. And it will surprise you to hear some people even supporting her. Islam tells us a time will come where you will hear things like this. People who will be echoing the satanic call in the name of civilization. All right? Pregnancy. It's an honor if it is done in the right way. But you know what? She didn't talk about fornication. No, that's not her business. She didn't talk about adultery. No. Sexual irresponsibility. That's not her concern. Her concern is pregnancy should be terminated. If your mom didn't take you in her womb, if you didn't give birth, you wouldn't have had the courage to be talking the way you are talking. So things like this are there. A Muslim remains calm because he is guided by the Quran and the Sunnah. May Allah protect us against bad things like this. So back again to the question, it is haram to use discrimination. Just like I have been saying, it is also haram to call female circumcision FGM, female genital, mutilation, FGM. It's wrong as a Muslim. If you ask, I'll tell you why. Choose the word that wouldn't be offensive to Islam. Do not use any word that some people just send to you and just rubber stamp it without knowing the implication Islamically. You end up in a danger in the eyes of Allah. Wallahu alam.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam.
I want you to address me. The verse is that Allah had revealed to protect the Jew man from suspicion of stealing. When the Prophet will punish him by what he is suspected to commit.
Maybe you are referring to an incident that happened during the life of Rasulullah. A Muslim took something not belonging to him. It was a mob that did it, I think, in the Banu Salima area in Medina then. So when he was to have his own hand cut off for stealing, Allah says what? In Quran 5:38, وَالصَّارِقُ وَالصَّارِقَةُ فَاقْطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَسَبَا نَكَالًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. He that steals, she that steals shall have their wrist severed. So his relatives went to the Prophet begging, Ya Rasulullah, he's not our brother. So they accuse an innocent Jewish man. They say it was that very Jewish man. And he didn't do it. The first lesson was about to take action. Allah revealed an ayah. Allah says, وَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ حَسِيرًا. We sent book to you. لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ. We sent the book to you so that you take judgment based on Allah's teaching and guarantee you. Do not be a partisan for those who are deceivers. خائنين. So the Jewish man was saved. Islam did not look at his own being Jewish man. He was never treated badly, discriminated against, never. So justice was done. He was exonerated of the charges and acquitted, as the lawyers will say. So that is the meaning of what maybe you are talking about. Wallahu alam wa bi tawfiq. Naam.
Assalamu alaikum, please, Sheikh. Can a man use a hair growth oil to grow long his beard?
Can a man use any ointment or an oil so that he makes his own beard germinate? Maybe he wants to see beard comes out. I wouldn't advise that. Allow it. This is something natural. If the time for the beard to come out, it's not yet in arrival. Are you in haste? That will come slowly but surely. So I wouldn't say use any alternative so that it comes out. Are you in a hurry? Take it easy. Don't do that. Allahu alam.
Ya Sheikh, can a woman or some woman follow the congregational prayer in the masjid through loudspeaker while they are at home in the case of necessity? Because there are not women, women masjid in our district area. Therefore, we used to follow prayer at home, even Taraweeh. Please, Ya Sheikh, what about you?
Yeah, you see, it is important for the mosques being built to make sure there are alternative men for the women, because they too are Muslims. If we can construct masajid, forgetting that this important segment of our society is not catered for, I think it's a big minus. It is important that there are places earmarked and meant for the women because they are in need of prayer. Their spiritual ascendancy has to be taken into consideration. That is concerning this. But in the absence of this alternative, can the women, as the question addresses, can they follow an imam in their homes if the loudspeaker reaches them? Yeah, but the problem in Nigeria is you don't have reliable power supply. That's the issue. If a woman is following an imam in her home, depending on speaker, what if the power goes off? Our power supply in Nigeria is epileptic, you know, epilepsy, on and off. The first rak'ah, you have the decision. Then later, the voice of the imam goes into oblivion. So you are in a consternation. So for that, I will suggest, unless if in your area, there is number one, constant power supply. Or you have alternative, genset. You have your automatic genset. When the power goes up automatically, you have your mecano that picks up. But I'm not saying it's bad to follow an imam in your house. You can do it. Even if the power goes away, well, you have to manage it. It becomes crisis management. You know from where you are going to build in or build up so that you have your prayer. But preferably, a woman is given the chance to pray in her home. That's okay. But if she wants to come to the masjid, do not deny her that opportunity. Wallahu a'lam. Wa bihi tawfiq.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum
assalam.
May the Almighty Allah continue to strengthen and safeguard you.
Please,
my question is, if the imam of the masjid has finished prayer with the jama'ah, is it permissible to create another jama'ah, or we should pray individually? That is for those that came late.
He is talking about insha'u al-jama'ah al-thaniyah. That's what they call it. Insha'u al-jama'ah al-thaniyah. That is having a second congregational prayer. You see, to pray in jama'ah is sunnatic. Sunnatically emphasized. It is haram for somebody to be praying alone. It's haram. Do everything possible to make sure you pray in the jama'ah. Because prayer in jama'ah, Allahu Akbar, is more rewardable by 25 marks than praying alone. You know this? That is why there is this story, before going back again. A man called Abdullah al-Qawariri, who was, I think they say, one of the scholars, teachers Imam al-Bukhari. In his area, he couldn't attend Isha prayer in Jama'ah. He missed Isha prayer in Jama'ah. And this man said, I have been maintaining Isha prayer in Jama'ah for the last 40 years without breaking. La ilaha illallah. 40 years. How many of us can have this kind of thing in this life? Very rare. Yet, one day, he had a visitor, a guest, and he knew the importance of attending to your guest. Al-Yukrim, Daifo. Is that correct? So in the process of giving the guys the accommodation, what to eat, he missed Isha prayer in the house. It was like somebody died from his house. He was shocked. He went around the masjid mosque in the area. All the mosques closed down. In those days, it was. So he was downcast. He was saddened. You know what he did? He went and prayed Isha 4 rak'at times 25. How many rak'at? 4 times 25? 100! Wonderful! Do you have the energy to pray 100 rak'at? today, muka salaluna.
He was trying to get that reward,
but through the back door. So after finishing the prayer, he was exhausted. He fell asleep. After sleeping, he saw in his sleep that he was on the back of his horse, racing. You know, racing. And there are some people, number of people also on their horses. He was trying to catch them up. He couldn't. He will force his horse to meet them up. He couldn't. One of the people turned and said, "Hey, do not trouble your horse. You can never catch us up." He said, "Why?" He said, "Because we are the people that achieved Isha 4 rak'at in congregation. But your own 4 rak'at times 25 is something concocted, fabricated. Who asked to do it? So you can't meet us." He said, "I woke up in sadness because of this." All to tell you what the importance of praying in what? In Jama'ah. Ibn Mas'ud says, praying in Jama'ah is the sunnah of your Prophet. He said, if you leave it like that bad man leaves it, he's not pointing to anybody, but because there can be somebody who doesn't pray in Jama'ah. He said, you will have left the sunnah of your Prophet. If you leave it, you will have become kafirun, a'udhu. So, after this introduction, coming back to the inquiry, if you come to the masjid, the first Jama'ah was already done, conducted. There are two views. Some are saying, no. If the first congregation has finished, forget about it. Go back home. That is the fatwa of Ibn Mas'ud. Albani is on this view. Some are saying, no. If I come to the masjid, the Imam and the Jama'ah have prayed, and I see one guy praying, I join him. Because of these studies, the prayer of two people is by far better than one person. Three people is much better, like this. So there are two views. I prefer the second view. If I come, the prayer has been done, somebody is praying, I will join him. But nobody should be of the attitude. Usually he doesn't pray in Jama'ah. He only waits and goes, and then this one is bringing fitna. Not this kind of person. It's not his attitude. He has been coming and praying in Jama'ah, but because of some excuses, he couldn't come this time around. So in that case, it's excusable. But if somebody intentionally, advertently does it, then he becomes a man of fitna. And I hope this clears the answer well.
Assalamu alaikum, Ya Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Regarding your previous Surah Al-Maryam, chapter 19, verse 64, actually, Sheikh, I have no doubt on that. Meanwhile, I am comfortable with that. But I just a little bit more elucidation on another verse, which says, Nasullaha wa nasiyahu.
Nasullaha wa nasiyahu? What does that mean? The verse you quoted, before you quoted us, you should have quoted the ayah. Don't give me a number. I memorize my numbers, I know them, alhamdulillah. So give me the verse. That's my own system. If you don't quote the ayah, I will not attend to it. So try to tell us what does it say? So I can make... I know, I'm only referring to you.
He's
the one to refer to the ayah. What does it say?
He's the person that brought the question.
Okay, are you the one? Good. If Allah says, وَمَا نَتَنَزُلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Surah Maryam. Angels telling the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, we don't come down until by Allah's permission, and your Lord is not forgetful. What is the connection between this and Nasullaha fa nasiyahu? They have forgotten Allah and Allah forgets them. You have a good question here, because Allah does not forget. But here it says Allah forgets them. No. In Hausa, how someone says, Allah kaman tadashi. Doesn't mean you are forgetting. It's a humiliating methodology, man. Since they have left Allah, Allah just left them. He didn't forget. Just like what the Hausa says, kaman tadashi. That's the meaning. But forgetfulness is my attitude, because I'm a human being. I am weak. Is Allah weak? Ilmuha inda rabbi fi kitabin la dhul la yasa. Next question.
Can a Muslim man marry a Christian woman without her wali?
Wallahi, this is a contentious issue. Contentious because some people will be taking a cover. You can marry Muhsana, a woman that is pure amongst the people of the book. But you see, you marry a Christian because you are likely to revert her to Islam. That is the hikmah. Now you marry a Christian, she goes to the churches and you go to the masjid, your children are now in a crisis. Whom do they follow? The mother brings Bible, there is a Quran, and you drop dead. She collects them to the church. What will you tell Allah? So I don't know. You marry her, tell her, please, are you going to become a Muslim? Yes. And if she becomes a Muslim, try to educate her. Because I lived once in the southern part of Nigeria, and I have a lot of instances of people marrying Christians, they die and the children are reverted to Christianity. And Allah will ask you, the hikmah that you marry her is because you are powerful. Man is on top. He uses his own part and invited to Islam. That's the hikmah. And our women, that a lot of beautiful girls, have you finished them all? There are a lot of them. But marry a non-Muslim with the intention of trying to teach her Islam, that is recommended. But now, can you marry her without her wali? Who is her wali now? If a Christian lady wants to enter Islam to marry somebody, yeah, her father cannot be her wali because he's a kafir. So the Muslim community, the imam should be there. I remember some years back in Edo State, the city of Uromi, I can recall. I was there. One young man came to me and said, yeah, Sheikh, I want to marry a Christian girl. But her parents are telling me I have to be cotton or beer. That is the bride price. They say, Mekuna, bring beer. They say, bring her, we will give you our daughter. Otherwise, you know if it's Marianne. The trouble. So he was asking me. Then I told him, since she wants to become a Muslim until you give beer, what will be your view? You. To be given?
Yes.
Yes. If you don't give, she remains a kafira. Which is better? Give it to them. Make her become a Muslim. Maybe one day she goes and preaches to them against even consuming the alcohol. Yeah. So her wali should be amongst the Muslims. But it's not bad for her to tell her parents, Daddy, Mommy, I'm getting married because I'm a Muslim. That's the way out. Wallahu alam.
Is reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim during prayer silently or openly before reciting Fatiha compulsory?
Silently, if it is. You don't do it openly, according to the majority view. Next question.
Because of my persistence was worthy and difficulty in reciting Surah Al-Fatiha while praying, a scholar told me to make sujood sahawi, that is ba'adi, after my prayers, but this has been ongoing for about 5 years. Is it permissible for me to avoid not doing the sujood ba'adi and just conclude my prayers? Maybe doing so I can get rid of the waswasi and regain normalcy?
That is what should be. I don't have any proof that because of this situation you go to the remedial sujood. No. Because Fatiha is a rukun. It's a bedrock. sujood cannot remedy it. Okay? It is a gap that cannot be filled with just remedial sujood. So to me, just try to summon courage to beat the whispering waswas, but not the sujood. Wallahu a'lam.
Okay, question is from Brother Mustafa Musa Safana.
Mm-hmm.
So let's think for your prayers. Assalamu alaikum, ya Sheikh.
Wa alaikum.
Include our state Katsina in your beautiful dua. Bandits almost every day are shedding blood, raping, carrying assets, and maiming at least 8 local governments like Safana, Bazari, Faskar, Musa, Jibia, and the rest. Please, ya Sheikh, we need dua desperately. We are in a bad situation, really.
Today marks the end of the tafsir. We thank all of you, especially Allahu Akbar, those who sponsor the tafsir. I will include the prayer finally. And the radio stations like Cool FM, we press you for your determination, for your love for Allah, inshallah ta'ala, for airing the tafsir. We thank you, may Allah thank you graciously. Our team, our youth, tireless one. May Allah reward you abundantly. Those of social media outfit, all of you here. Our Qari, Muhammad al-Awwal ibn Aqil, Jazakallah Khaira, for your tireless contribution for the station. The chairman of IPC here, Salisu, Adamu, Ahmed, Ibrahim. All of you, Bashir, Barista, Ibrahim Kabir, all of you. If I cannot remember the name, I mean, I can just forget. Rabiu and all of you here, Ms. Bahu, you have done creditably wonderful job. Only Allah will reward you. We thank you very much for this effort. May Allah elongate our lives to see more and more of this. Somebody was telling me, Ashek, please continue. Do not deny as this is the seer even after Ramadan. Well, the media team may create an alternative for that if it is possible. Hafiz Udello is also there. I can't forget. All of you, you are doing a wonderful job. May Allah reward you. May Allah give you the knowledge. And all of us, so also those listening coming from far and wide, our brothers phoning us, some from America like yesterday, Brother Ahmed from the state of Connecticut in Hartford City, some from Valencia and Italy, a lot of people. It is the doing of Allah. Even though, even our capacity is not up to the standard, you know. But you have managed, you have been able to do it the way it shall be done. Finally, the brother talked to me that I should include the civil tribunal. Wallahi, it is painful. Our minds are bleeding with blood because of the spilling of innocent blood. Ya Allah, we ask you out of your infinite mercy, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, to bring peace and stability in these places he mentioned and all other places, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. Ya Allah, correct the minds of these bandits if they are correctable according to your knowledge. Otherwise, Ya Allah, arrest them out so that the Ummah will have peace and stability. Ya Allah, wherever there is fitna, there is catastrophe, there is uneasiness, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bring easiness, stability, concord, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Rabbana alayka tawakkalna, wa ilayka anabna, wa ilayka al-masir. Allahumma nas'aluka imanan sadiqa, wa lisanan zakira, wa qalban khashia, wa batnan sabira, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi ma a'tayt, wa qina wasrif anna sharra ma qadayt, wa qina wasrif anna sharra ma qadayt, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin, wa sallillahumma wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaykum, tafsir close. Amen.